and dream about New York too. Sitting outside Seven Sister Station. Sitting outside Seven Sister Station. Yo.
Welcome to Too Much Rock, podcast number 738. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Charm Wrestle from London. The song is called Annie Hall, and that's on the new EP, The Clubs, which came out October of last year, 2024. Self-released, digital only. You can find that one on Bandcamp, just like I did last Bandcamp Friday. It's a fun little release, very indie, very quirky, very smart. If you enjoy that song, I think you'll enjoy that EP. Give it a chance. I got lots of music for you this week, and it's going to keep coming hard and fast, starting here with the Donnas. I'm going to make it mine tonight.
I'm not afraid to die.
And welcome back to the podcast. We just heard from Taxi Girls from Montreal with the song The Lion's Share. That's the B-side of the Rainy 7-inch that came out in November of last year on Dirt Cult Records. Excellent little 7-inch there, does exactly what it needs to do. Before that, we heard from the Donnas with I'm Gonna Make Him Mine Tonight. That's on the band's self-titled debut that came out in 1997, though I picked that up on a 1998 reissue from Lookout that includes all of the bonus tracks. That is essential listening. I'm not sure why I did not have that, but now I do, and now I can share it with you. Anyway, I promise lots of music. We're going to keep going. This is Unicorn Dogs with When in Rome. If you do a Rome, it's a Rome. Punk rocka there for you, ending off with Space Mouse from Leipzig in Germany. The song is Plast, and it's from the band's album Zwei, which came out to April 25th of this year on Conglomerate Collective as a cassette. Four songs on that EP, plus it includes four songs from the demo. If you enjoy that song, you're going to enjoy all eight of those songs. They're just solid as can be. Before that, we heard from Unicorn Dogs from Baltimore with the song When in Rome. That's on the band's new EP, Inauguration, which came out April 17th of this year, self-released digital only. That comes in an interesting form in that it has one track that's like all of the songs together with some nice little combining bits, or you can listen to them separately. And the bonus tracks, if you get it online, include a couple of covers, including a lovely, trusty cover. Yes, I should let you know the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. More music here. I'm going to duck into a bit of a time machine with Ducks Deluxe. The song is called Fireball.
Watch out!
Some
Packing them in this week. We started that set off with Ducks Deluxe with the song Fireball. That was on the band's self-titled debut that came out in 1974 on RCA Records. I just picked up a wonderful copy of that last week. Happy to share it with you. Just fantastic pub rock with all the usual suspects on that one. A little more rootsy maybe than some of the others, but boy, that one holds up real well. Give that one a listen. After that, we heard from Eddie and the Hot Rods with the big hit, Do Anything You Want to Do. That was on the band's album, Life on the Line. I think that was their second or third album. Came out in 1977 on Island Records, and I picked up a good copy of that as well. That band was based out of Canvey Island, kind of in Essex in the UK. I hesitated playing that track since it's such a big famous one, and there are so many other good ones on that album, but you know, sometimes you just want to play the hits, and that's one of those examples. And then that setting it off with The Slow Death from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I played the song Little Ghost. That's on the band's new album, No Light to See, which came out April 11th on Don't Sing and Anxious and Angry. I saw the band a couple of weeks ago in Kansas City, and they put on a great show, drunken and noisy, and it was just fantastic. This feels a little different, a little more Heartland rock. That organ wasn't there when I saw them, but I'm liking this one pretty well as well. All right, I see we're out of time here, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 738, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in your favorite social media site like Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, or YouTube. Look at the concert calendar. We've got some fun things coming up. Gang of Four is playing Knuckleheads on the 13th. On the 14th, Howdy is at the Record Bar. On the 16th, Necro Goblicon is at the Granada. Slowpoke is at 517 Harrison. That's an outdoor show. On the 17th, Rude Cousin is at the Brick. Juliet Frost is at Folklore. And DRI is at the Record Bar. On the 18th, Messer Chups is playing Record Bar. Roseline is playing an early matinee at the Replay. On the 21st, Sheer Terror is playing Record Bar. That's the craziest show with Total Chaos and Murphy's Law. On the 21st is also Laura Jane Grace, The Granada, and Toasters at Minibar. So we've got some hard choices, folks. Looking at the website, I got a couple new things out there. Photos and videos and my thoughts of the Corrine and Johnny Dynamite show, as well as the On Two Others, Tribulation, Final Gasp, and Unrequited show as well. Of course, I did save time for one more here. I've got one queued up from the High Water Marks from Norway, though it does feature a familiar name, Hillary Sidney, who you may remember from Apples and Stereo. The song is called Secret Hideaway, and it's on the band's new album, Consult the Oracle, which will be out this Friday, May 16th, on Meritorio Records. It's an excellent indie rock record with lots of indie pop happening there as well. It feels really sunny and nice, perfect for this time of year. So we're going to end things here with the High Water Marks. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.